right there. Now, the thing is with software, if you're technically savvy, I can just record this. And yes, it's, you know, technically illegal, but I'm not selling it, so no one will ever notice. I'm just going to hit record and then play that little... Now watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my recording and just play back that last chord and loop it. Now watch, I'm going to loop it so that that's all you hear is that one chord. And this way I can listen to all the rest. This is a trick. So in addition to the flat 5 bass line, you know what I hear? I hear da 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 da. So I hear. Those notes are all in diminished, but where I went wrong was down here somewhere. I had that note, and that's not in it. But do I have a neighboring note that could be in it, like F sharp? Could it be half diminished? Let me just see. So that note's definitely not in it. This note, I don't think is in it either. And if it's not in there, actually E could be, this could be an inversion, it could be E. And also the E is the melody note. So it's much simpler than I thought. I would just call it an E7 with G sharp in the bass. So it's like a dominant two chord with a third in the bass. In other words, da da dee da 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 dee da 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 da. And then here's E7 with G sharp in the bass. Da 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 da. And that's D over A. Now here we get to the flat 6. Let's see what's going on there. So in addition to the, I heard. So as to how I know where it is, I've been doing this a long time, so I'm not gonna explain every detail. So I gotta know whether that's a major or minor. What type of six chord is that? Or it's probably not. It's probably an inversion of something. So let's just see what other voicings are in that one little chord. So in that chord, I hear that, which is the minor third of the B flat. I hear G sharp, or in this case, I'm sorry, F sharp. F sharp. So I hear. So, I hear those three things. Let's see what else I hear. I hear this ascending melody go da da da. And sometimes those are informative as well. In other words, the chord is a 3 augmented, and it's a question of whether it has a 7th or not. Well, it's interesting because that would be without the 7th, but then that little line da da da, that final note is the 7th of the chord. So, it's like an augmented 7. I'm going to put it as a 7. In other words, a 3 augmented. But it has its third in the bass. In other words, the chord is like F sharp 7 augmented / A sharp, which is the same as B flat. So, in other words, in context. In other words, like, why you see that right there And you can't tell me that's wrong. It sounds right. I know it's right. I listen to it, you know? This is what it's like when you transcribe. Any stuff on the internet, you could see how bad it is, and you could see why it's for free. Haha. Notice I didn't consult the internet at all on this. Still not done yet, because we got the next chord after that, sixth chord. So I heard, it just sounds like a minor sound. So, and then we have some kind of flat seven coming up. Regular old C chord. Because I hear, ding, ding. Of course, that's the root note. And then 1, 3, and then five. Do I hear 5? 1, 3, 5. No, I don't really hear 5. So it's got, maybe it's something else. It's not just a C chord. So 1, 3, I mean 5 could work, it's not, doesn't sound bad with it, but I don't hear that note in there. You know what I hear instead of G is F sharp, so I hear that. So wait, so, but it's definitely C in the bass. Let's see, are there any other notes if it was a 7th chord? Like A maybe? I hear it. I hear bing. I heard it. Bing. So that makes a lot more sense because that makes a minor sixth. Intervals are C. Well, I shouldn't speak in letters. The intervals are to the chord. The chord is C. So that's 1. Then I also have a 3, a sharp 4, and a 6. Now, when I see all that, it could mean that this isn't the best name for it, because if I named it a C chord, it would be like C, 6, sharp, 4, which is a little weird. It might be easier if I named it F sharp, half diminished, slash C. In other words, an F sharp, half diminished has a F sharp, A, C, and E in it, which is exactly what my notes are, but C is in the bass. Now, how does this function in terms of the tune? It'd be a 3 half diminished second inversion with the, in other words, the fifth is in the bass. And I'm writing all this out as I go along, and you can look at it. And there's one more chord left after this, right there. It just sounded like a regular sixth. Alright, so this is what I got so far. Actually, wait, before I do that, let's just listen to the inner voice movement of the bridge, which I never did before. And you know what I noticed there? It's the 3 is going from 3 to 4, so 3, 4. So I put that as a, you know, this is all flat 6 to the key. I put it as a flat 6, and then a flat 6 sus, and then a flat 6, and a flat 6 sus, like that. Because it's not just staying on one chord. And in addition to that note being moved, I hear, I hear that too. Because of that, it makes it into a, I have to analyze that differently. In other words, instead of being all in B flat, as soon as you take the 3 to 4 and the 5 to 6, that becomes a different chord. It becomes an E flat chord. So to the key of D, I could write it as B flat and then E flat with B in the B flat in the bass, but I'm not sure I like that. But yeah, I guess I have to write it that way. So according to the key of D, unless I make this a new key, which I think I will. After all, I'm gonna changed my analysis. Remember I said before it was only goes to a new key for a short time, so I'm not going to call it a new key. Well, I changed my mind. I'm going to write flat 6 equals new 1 in that section. Then I can just write 4. I mean, I can write 1 and 4. And then the last thing is this little where it says moving. So the bass, it went, but I knew that wasn't the root. It sounds more like, it sounds like flat 7 and 1. Because I definitely hear dun dun. So we gotta figure out what else. So I'm gonna loop that. Yeah, so I was right. So it's like C over D. I mean, C and then D, but each chord has its fifth in the bass, like C/G, and then D/A. So I would analyze that as a flat 7 to the original key, second inversion with its fifth in the bass. I'd like to say we're done, but I still want to check the outro to see what other inner voice movement is there. Right in here. So I hear like 5 to 6, and I also hear 3 to 4. So I hear like, which could be a G chord, or let's see if it, let's see if the D moves to E. In which case, it's a 2 chord. Yeah, it's got to be a 2. Yeah, you definitely hear that, like 1, 2. So anyway, it's like a 1 chord, and then I hear the 3 to move to 4, and I hear the 5 move to 6, and I hear the 1 move to 2. So that's a 2 chord, E minor in this case, with D in the bass. While you see a change, so I would call that a 2 chord third inversion, meaning the 7th is in the bass. And you'll see in the notation, if you choose to look at it, that I have little symbols for different inversions. I'll explain that some other day. But this is what I got. I'm pretty sure we're done. I'm going to make a new file. If you care to listen, I'm going to play along and just check everything.